Liberty had a 6-minute, 14-second drive that ended when they fumbled at the 5. JF marched the other way and capped it with a 2-yard Brad O'Donnell touchdown run to make it 48-13. Liberty has the ball now past this side as they work over to where we are on the right side numbers, north end zone to the south, and it's incomplete. Drake Schaefer was looking for D'Angelo Anthony, and in there, lockstep with him and stepping up to knock it away was Josh Harris, incomplete. 11:53 left in the fourth quarter, and it is a running clock because the margin's at 35. JF leads at Liberty 48-13.
Well, they took a shot. I mean, they took a shot at that. They ran a little fade route, little go route from their number one receiver over here, and luckily it was a good defense by JF.
Snap this time, and it's an inside run. It's Carson. He is tripped up. And then Taylor Carson was tripped up, all popped out, but he was already down at the 46, 47-yard line. And Liberty retains possession. It'll bring up third in about three. We'll call it two.
I tell you, Liberty, that for some reason, that double dive's been kind of all or nothing. They've either been stuffing that double dive behind the line of scrimmage, or it's been a good gainer for them, 5 to 8 yards. The double dive that they've been running.
And Drake Schaefer looks back to call out the play. Snap, it's a give. Moving forward, flags come in. Carson's bottled up anyway on the right side seam. Around the 45, may have been about just shy of a first down on the initial stop, but this could go backwards with a potential holding penalty. They do stop the clock here. 10:44 to go in the fourth quarter, and it is, in fact, all Liberty goes back into their own territory, and when you're just trying to get some momentum, that's the last thing you want.
Yeah, that's a tough penalty right there. Again, you're moving the ball. You're doing good things. You've set yourself up for probably a fourth and less than one, and now you're all the way back third and 10 again. So that's just tough to keep putting yourself in a hole when you're struggling already.
Four down linemen for JF. They've rotated that. They've had anywhere from 5 to 3. For the most part, though, it's been 5 and 4. Liberty with a stack eye. That means 3 backs with Taylor Carson as the deep back. Nobody will get it. It'll be a rollout instead. Throw over to the right side. Ball is juggled, caught, and, yes, hauled in inbounds at the 42. It's enough for a Liberty first down on third down. JF playing a real light coverage there. And D'Angelo Anthony had room to haul it in. Liberty moves the chains.
Again, that was a good executed play action. The quarterback was rolling out or sprint out, and the receiver did a nice little out route, stutter-stepped his feet on the sideline, was able to haul it in, and got him the first down.
So the men and men break the huddle now. 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter, 48-13, they trail JF. Drake Schaefer under center. Two receivers set, two in the backfield. Snap, he rolls over to the left. Stop, he's going to fire, and he overthrows his intended receiver over on the left side. Looked like he wanted Alan Elremy again. And instead, it is airmailed out of bounds toward the JF sideline. It'll be second and 10. This is a running clock, though, so it's at 9:35 and working down because it's a 35-point margin JF in command here at Liberty.
Yeah, again, Liberty's trying to open up their offense a little bit right here, trying to, throw the ball. They got their play action going, and they're trying to throw the ball. That's two sprint outs right there that they've run back-to-back.
And the snap pitch over to the right side. Carson stops 45, now turns downfield to the 40 on the right side. Number is brought down between the numbers and the sideline in front of the Liberty bench. And he collects about 2 yards after all that shifting. And Liberty needs to get to the 32. They've got it at the Cavalier 40. 8:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Each team has 3 timeouts, despite what Minuteman Stadium scoreboard says, of 1. That's left over from the 1 timeout each team had entering the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. 3 in the backfield, but a quick drop and a throw over to the left side. Ball is caught on a slant at the 30-yard line. And then finally brought down there, D'Angelo Anthony. And they'll move the chains for a first down.
Well, I tell you that just from what I'm seeing right now with Liberty's offense passing, their quarterback is most efficient in the short to intermediate routes. We're talking 10 yards to 20-yard range. And he's been on almost all those throws. Anything over 20, he's had some struggles with.
48 to 13, pitch right side. It's Carson at the 30. Right side number is 20. He's brought down from behind inside the 10 on the right sideline at the 7. Taylor Carson running hard. He's a player. And somebody that is a senior has emerged for Liberty. And it looks like timeouts taken by the officials. And this could be a dehydration timeout. Either way, we'll take it with them. We'll be back after this. JF leads 48-13, 7:49 left in the fourth.
We've all been there. At the end of an all-night marathon of freeze pops, storybooks, and tissues, your little one still doesn't feel any better. Strep throat has been making the rounds at school, and you think it's visited your house now, too. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and 4. Service you can trust since 1967.
Hello everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Articat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Articat youth models start at only $2,400 and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on lynchburgpowersports.com.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility.
Snapping a give as that Boxley message comes to an end a little bit early. And it's a dive past the 5-yard line from Taylor Carson on first and goal at the 7. So it'll be second and goal from about the 4 as Liberty goes back to its workhorse, trailing Jefferson Forest 48-13.
Yeah, Taylor Carson, he's definitely their man. He's that double dive and the quick pitch, those have been their two best run plays, and he's probably toted the ball at least 30, 35 times tonight.
6:51 to go, snap left side, it's Carson. No, it's instead, it's the other back spinning his way into the end zone for a touchdown. And that time for Liberty, it looked like Trey Saunders on the run. And Liberty back in this one, or at least eliminating the running clock situation. It's 48-19, 6:44 to go here in the fourth.
Yeah, again, confusion on the defense because they didn't know if running back one had it or dive man number two had it. And they actually pulled it, and he fouled him right off tackle into the end zone.
Liberty going to line up to go for the extra point. Snap down, and this one looked like it was low and partially deflected. No good, so it'll stay at 48-19. JF in control at Liberty. We come back after this with 6:44 left here on 100.9 and the WIQO app.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of quality. Foxley, a proud supporter of the communities they serve for over 100 years and counting.
What does it mean to be in good hands? It means you get an expert agent who's in it for the long haul. We'll get to know you and be there for you as your coverage needs change. Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon will give you a free, no-obligation personalized insurance proposal. And see for yourself what it means to be in good hands. Call Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon at 434-832-1110 or stop by anytime at his office.
at 3311B Waterlick Road in Lynchburg.
Back with that return, and he takes it around the 25 and sprints off to the JF sideline and pushed out of bounds close to midfield, a couple yards from there. And actually, they say right at midfield. So JF's going to have it 50 yards away from the end zone, and they lead 48-19 after the four-yard Liberty touchdown run. Stop the running clock, 6:38 to go here in the fourth.
Well, Liberty's kickoff team is definitely giving away a whole lot of yardage to the special teams of Jefferson Forest. They've had really good field position on almost every kickoff, a couple returns for touchdowns, and now they're starting right at the midfield point.
And JF quarterback change, Caleb Smith, is going to be from under center. We'll find out how he does next. Liberty takes a timeout with the new look. We'll take it with them and be back after this.
The Green Tag sales event is going on now through the end of September at Motor Mile Subaru on the Sheeler Motor Mile. Prices have been reduced on our incredible selection of new Subaru, like the new 2017 Subaru Outback 2.5i, model code HDV with option package 1, with all-wheel drive, backup camera, Bluetooth, and up to 32 highway MPG. Only $23,745 with 0% financing available. And for a limited time, buy a new vehicle from Sheeler and receive a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Seeing red on your credit report? Get a fresh start during the Green Tag sales event. Because at Sheeler, we own the finance company. We say yes. And if you have a trade, get cash or maybe lower your payment. Just need to sell your car? We will buy it and pay you top dollar. The Green Tag sales event on the Sheeler Motor Mile at Motor Mile Subaru. I-81 exit 118C in Christiansburg. Call 866-SHEELER-1. Always open at MotorMileSubaru.com. Why start anywhere else?
Stock number SU-17131, 8 MSRP 27156, 0% on select Subaru models. Terms limited. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives. Less tax, title, and $4.99 processing fee with approved credit. Some warranty restrictions apply. Not all vehicles qualify. See salesperson for details.
Caleb Smith on the quarterback keeper. He's in. JF's gone to a lot of their second string options, and he goes down to the Liberty 37-yard line. We're under 6:30 to go. Jefferson Forest 48, Liberty 19, and now Smith looks like he is down after that impressive first run. So an injury and a timeout, which we'll take with him. As we return after this on 100.9 in the WIQO app, injury to JF's Caleb Smith with the Cavaliers up 48-19.
Heart and courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford, and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
To 19, Jefferson Forest on top here at Liberty as Caleb Smith looks like he may be cramping up or something to that effect down on the sideline. If you're JF, you hope that's really it. He's moving all the way around very well. He's going to get helped up. Had a good run, but he was up, took a moment, and now he's back up and is going to hobble over to the sideline for the Cavaliers, and you hate to see that. He's not just the backup quarterback, but sees a lot of time at linebacker, where JF's already had a couple of injuries this season. Caleb Smith, we mentioned him. He's been in there, but we've seen other guys that have cycled in and out of the lineup due to that. So back up under center this time, and it's a give, diving up past the 35, 30, straight down to the 25-yard line is Charles Rivers on that run, and it's Blake Riddlebarger, the sophomore quarterback, with that give. He's into the game. JF with another first down.
Yeah, they got their whole second team in there right now on offense, and including the JV quarterback now that Caleb Smith has been hurt. But they're picking right up where the varsity left off with a great, great surge right there from the front.
JF in no rush to break the huddle. They shouldn't be up by 29, 5:53 left here in the fourth quarter at Liberty, and it looks like we may have another timeout taken. This time, JF's going to spin one, so we'll join them in it. They lead by 29 midway through the fourth quarter.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out, Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226, 444-2226, or online, NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
Side give. It looked like Josh Harris with that carry for Jefferson Forest. Clock's moving now. It's second and three, or second and seven after the three-yard gain. 48-19. JF leads 5:20 in the clock, winding its way towards triple zeros here in the fourth quarter. Blake Riddlebarger in at quarterback for Jefferson Forest. He is one of the backups. He drops back. He has a bit of a center quarterback snap exchange, so he dives back on the football. And JF will recover, but it's a misplay there, and it's going to bring up third and seven.
Yeah, that was just, again, simple exchange. You always want to get that right. It doesn't matter. If you're the JV quarterback, varsity quarterback, you need to be able to take the snap right there and do a handoff.
And now another Cavalier looks like he's down, a personal foul coming up. And a Cavalier late to get up off the grass here at Minuteman Stadium. Hasn't been really all that chippy. We saw a little bit in the second quarter, but for the most part, things have been kept under wraps in this rivalry game, and the referees quickly threw the flag there. So JF's going to get a fresh set of downs here after that penalty, and they're inside the red zone.
Well, that was, again, big advantage right there. Another mistake, another miscue by the Minutemen, and that's just keeping the drive going, getting them closer to pay dirt.
48-19, Jefferson Forest knocking on the door and threatening to build on this advantage. 4:57 to go. And the clock is stopped. It's not 35. That's where you get the running clock. Now they set it again. Give, and it's Riddlebarger. Play action pass, firing left side, and the pass is intercepted. A flag came in right at that play. And taking it up to about the 5-yard line. And D'Angelo Anthony read that one and trying to get some experience throwing the ball. Blake Riddlebarger throws the interception. Flags come in. We'll see if this negates that or if it's just declined. It's an ineligible man downfield, so the interception stands from D'Angelo Anthony, and Liberty will take over deep in their own territory, down by 29.
Yeah, a little surprising on that call for the situation. You know, I know you want to get your quarterback some experience, but he actually had the underneath receiver wide open. He wanted to go for the gusto and put it in the end zone. He went for the deep man, and it was right into zone coverage. He was right there.
How much of that gets worked out over time?
Yeah, experience, you know, more games, him learning to really read the defense better. I mean, you know, he wanted to throw a touchdown pass right there. He could have thrown it underneath to the tight end or running back in the flats right there, and the ball would have been down inside the 5-yard line, but he wanted to put it in the end zone.
So it'll be at the 5, but Liberty's got it. A pitch over to the right side. Stutter stepping is Carson up to the 10, and then he weaves back inside to about the 11-yard line. 6-yard pickup for Taylor Carson. 2nd and 4 coming up for Liberty. Third quarter just blew by. This fourth quarter is at a very choppy feel to it. We've still got 4:27 to go before we reach the end of this one. Assuming no miracle happens, JF will go to 2-2, as will Liberty. Minutemen will be 0-1, Cavaliers 1-0 in district action. Jefferson Forest 48, Liberty 19. Pitch over to the left side, turning the corner, stopping, now cutting back toward the middle of the field at about the 20, now spun up to the 22-yard line. Is Carson, and it's a middleman first down.
Well, even defensively now, if you look out there at some of the jersey numbers, they're starting to get their second team high down defense too, and I got a handful of starters back there. They got both their corners still in, but most of the defensive linemen and linebackers are all backup guys in right now.
It's got to have a double benefit for JF, for one, preventing the possibility of injury, for two, at least getting guys some experience, which they've needed because of injury. Play fake on the QB keeper. He keeps it himself over to the right side and up past the 40 and pushed out of bounds there. Drake Schaefer, he collects 20 more, and seems like JF's content if they just keep things in front of them and make Liberty march down the field and work more clock time.
Well, again, you know, when you got second team guys in there, you know, once you commit to put them in, it's, you know, it's kind of hard to pull them and put your first guys back in when the other team, you know, makes some good plays and gets some yardage. It's kind of part of the game that you got to deal with when you're ahead like that.
Drake Schaefer from under center will pitch to Carson. Bobbles gets it in off the left side up to the 45, where he's finally pushed down there. But gains 5, stays in bounds. Clock's going to work its way toward the 3-minute mark. We're at 3:15 now, and we may have to wait to get there because it looks like there's an injured Cavalier down with 3:14 left here in the fourth. We'll take a timeout and return after this.
Heart and courage. They're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the 2nd annual Forest football and lacrosse benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the 2nd annual Forest football and lacrosse benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com. For the first time in 4 weeks, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers return to Sabre Stadium this Friday, September 29th, as they welcome new Seminole District foe Liberty Christian Academy. Kick is at 7, Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Central Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. Clyde Smith Plumbing, Reed's Fine Furnishings, Lynchburg Power Sports, Allstate agent Robert Gammon, and Sheeler Motor Mile.
Down on the grass at Minutemen Stadium, Rick Kennedy with me, Ed Lane, as we continue working our way toward triple zeros. Outcome of this one is not in doubt, really hasn't been for the majority of this since about midway through the second quarter. JF led 40-13 at halftime, and they've traded touchdowns. Liberty actually marched down the field, chance to claw back in this one, but they coughed it up at the 5. JF went 95 yards, scored on 7-play drive, and that put this game out of reach. It's 48-19 now, no running clock, and a Cavalier is still injured on the field. Coach, for JF, at this point you're trying to develop depth, and the rhythm part is a little bit of a challenge, but importance for sure of getting added guys' experience, not just for the potential for injuries, we've seen some even here, but for the opportunity just to build a little bit more depth.
Well, yeah, again, you got experience, you know, working on depth. We're giving kids, you know, a chance to play. And here's the thing that I always really loved as a coach with games like this, when you have a big lead, you know, the guys that have worked hard in practice all week, you know, you want to have a chance to put them in the game because they've earned it. They've worked hard in practice just like the starters have, and they want their chance. They want their chance on the field, and so there's nothing better than being able to put in those guys that worked hard in practice for you.
Yeah, it's got to be a really good feeling. You know, the guys that may not be as talented as the starters, but they try hard, they do things the right way, and they get a reward in a spot like this. For a lot of coaches, that feels really good. Snap it to give to Carson. He tries to get through one defender. Would have, but 5, 6, 7 more Cavaliers come to make the stop. Nick Rainey is there, the lone real starter. He and Josh Harris are still in there as starters, kind of leading the way. Everyone else are backups. And the clock will go inside. 2:45 left. 48-19, JF leads at Liberty.
Well, and what happens, too, is, you know, those second string guys that are in there, you know, this is motivation for them to work harder because they get a taste of it. You know, they want to do it themselves, so they'll work harder for you.
A healthy program, a way to build that up. And some of these are younger guys who still have a future in front of them. Give, and this time Trey Saunders past the 50. He'll now back his way down to the 47. It's a good gain. It's an 8-yard pickup. He needed 5. So Liberty moves the sticks with 2:21 left here in the fourth.
Well, and even you know, with this clock at 2:20 and counting, you know, as long as the clock's burning up right there, you know, even though you're giving up yards with your second team, the clock's moving, you know, you're just waiting that for that time to wind down and not give up a big play.
Working from under center, quick three-step drop, looking left, now firing left down the left sideline and catching it in stride at the 18 and down the left sideline and in for the touchdown is D'Angelo Anthony. And he catches that for a Minutemen touchdown with 1:57 left in the fourth.
Well, they went deep, you know. They've been running the ball the whole time, and they had the wideout out there, and they had an island on a second-string cornerback right there. And he went by him pretty good, and the corner wasn't able to recover and close that distance, and they made a good pass and a good throw.
Liberty, 2 timeouts, JF 1. And Allen on to attempt the extra point. This one sails straight through the uprights. It's 48-26. Jefferson Forest still in command, 1:57 left here in the fourth.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg. Bergen 4, service you can trust since 1967.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
And short kick is returned up toward about midfield for Jefferson Forest. 48-26, there will be no running clock as JF's got the ball in a 22-point lead, but a game that really hasn't been this close. Liberty with a couple of late touchdowns after this one was well in doubt. 1:48 remaining on the clock. JF theoretically could just kneel this thing down 3 times. Liberty has 2 timeouts, but you wonder whether they would use those or not. And there's a 15-yard personal foul penalty that's about to get tacked onto this as JF now will send in their backups, which could be motivation to not, although they've got a couple starters in. So based on that, you may see them just put 3 right knees to the grass and get out of here at 2-2, 1-0 in the Seminole District.
Well, the other thing, I just saw Marvin Blake run onto the field, so they may want to give him some more carries, have him work on his technique, holding the ball high and tight, and let him get a couple carries maybe.
Marvin Blake working against any unit could be good for him. Timeout taken by Jefferson Forest. We'll keep it right here, Coach, and you know, that's an interesting point you bring up about Marvin Blake. Their running games looked good so far, but you'd love to have that extra burst of athleticism because you get LCA next week. You know your schedule will get even tougher. You've got EC Glass on the horizon. Heritage has athletes. Brookville still is in the forefront as well. So, you know, things don't get any easier for Jefferson Forest after this.
No, and again, you know, with injuries and as the season wears on and your body starts to break down a little bit, you know, you need some solid guys that can be in there. You need some guys that can rotate in, you know, give your starters a breather. You know, somebody goes down an injury, you got to have quality guys ready to go. And JF has that, and, you know, Marvin fits in there somewhere.
Blake Riddlebarger under center, 148 left. Snap this time, and it's going to be a give and an inside running play off right guard. And Charles Rivers brought down at about the 33. It's a two-yard gain, second and eight on the way, and clock will now run. JF's going to huddle up, and Bob Christmas is calling plays, but it doesn't appear like here the Cavaliers are in any hurry to do much more. In fact, if you look over to the JF sideline, if you were here, and we'll kind of give you the description, pretty much everyone on JF, coaches and players, are all huddled up between the 40s and midfield in that little zone where they can walk across. 109 left, snap. This time it's another give and another dive play down to about the original line of scrimmage. That's really it for Will Strain. And JF will have one more run before this clock winds out. And JF goes to 2-2, 1-0 within the Seminole District.
Well, you know, Chris Watts is doing a good thing. You know, he's got two timeouts on the board. You know, a lot of coaches would use them. They would go ahead and call it. Just in theory, you know, you want to stop. You want to get the ball back. Even though the game's out, some coaches still do that. You know, I have respect for the coaches that just let it run out and get it over with.
Or the Buddy Ryan approach where you do it when it's pouring rain and you're down by 27. Pitch over to the right side and staying in bounds past the first down marker and spun down is Josh Harris, who's got a 100-yard kick return for a touchdown. Clock says 20 seconds. They'll be able to reset this thing, and teams will be able to cross midfield once they do that. So JF is more than content to not run another play. They're going to go toward midfield. They're walking back to their sideline and going to get out of here at 2-2, 1-0 in the Seminole District. Minutemen fall to 2-2, 0-1 within district play. Your final score, Jefferson 4 is 48, Liberty 26. We'll come back. We'll recap it after this on the WIQO app, WIQORadio.com, and 100.9 FM.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
We've all been there. Your trusty bag of cough drops and box of tissues, they've been faithful companions for days, but they've done all they can. You're tired and exhausted, exhausted and tired. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop, ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford, and coming this November to Wards Road in Lynchburg.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
For the first time in 4 weeks, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers return to Sabre Stadium this Friday, September 29th, as they welcome new Seminole District foe Liberty Christian Academy. Kick is at 7, Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Central Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic. Clyde Smith Plumbing. Reed's Fine Furnishings. Lynchburg Power Sports. Allstate agent Robert Gammon. And Sheeler Motor Mile. Wins 48-26 here at Liberty. Ed Lane with the coach Rick Kennedy as Jefferson Forest jumped out to the early advantage. They took the opening kickoff, 78 yards for a touchdown. Keenan Cupid did. PAT was wide left, so it was 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. JF would add another score, a 10-yard run from Keenan Cupid. Two-point conversion pass. That one was no good. Made it 12-0. Midway through the second quarter, Cupid would strike again. An 11-yard run, 19-0 after JF just went for the regular point after kick. And JF's lead would grow again when Jacob Hackworth had an 86-yard touchdown run, his first toe to the game. PAT connection made it 26-0. But Taylor Carson would answer for Liberty, 40-yard touchdown run, 26-7 after the PAT. And then on the ensuing kickoff, after JF had a personal foul penalty and Liberty kicked it from the Cavalier 45-yard line. They tried to pin JF deep. Kick went right to the goal line where Josh Harris scooped it up, navigated his way down the JF sideline, 100 yards for a touchdown, while the PAT attempt actually was muffed. Center snap exchange on the center and hold and a tackle of the holder. JF still went up 32-7. You felt like that was the backbreaker because within a few plays after that, Keenan Cupid would have his fourth touchdown of the half, a four-yard run, and a two-point run from Brad O'Donnell made it 40-7. Now, an interesting setup, D'Angelo Anthony, an 85-yard kick return for a score. PAT was low, but heading into the half, Liberty had made it 40-13. They did not get the four quick touchdowns they needed to come back in the second half. They actually marched down the field, a drive that took up 6:14, but Liberty fumbles at their own 5. At the JF 5, Cavaliers go 95 yards, capped by a Brad O'Donnell 2-yard touchdown run. Will Strain's 2-point run made it 48-13. Then, midway through the fourth quarter, Liberty would get a couple of runs. Trey Saunders, a 4-yard touchdown run, and D'Angelo Anthony, a 46-yard touchdown catch, made it 48-26. But, Coach, that margin's a little bit deceiving. It was not nearly that close. JF was in control for the majority of this game. Had some sloppy moments, hence how Liberty was able to fight back, and they didn't quit. Liberty did not, but that's what ends up being the final score.
Yeah, and you know, again, for Jefferson Forest, they didn't punt the whole night, not one punt. So offensively, from what we've seen so far, JF's offense is I think, pretty solid. They're going to put some points on the board. They're going to move the ball. Again, defense is what they need to really focus on if they're going to keep winning some games in the Seminole. Now, the first half of this game, I thought JF's defense was pretty much outstanding. They gave up the one touchdown in the first half on one series. That's really the only letdown I felt they had the whole first half. Second half, though, as they come out, and again, when you got a big lead at halftime, it's hard not to – relax a little bit, and I think defensively they relaxed a little bit because two big long series is right there. Liberty's offense moved the ball, drove the ball, and again they hurt themselves with a turnover. That was points on the board that they left, you know, when they fumbled that ball inside the 5-yard line. So I think the defense for the second half, because they had such a big lead, I think they relaxed a little bit, and to me that's something I would want to work on. You know,
maintaining that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think they played with the same intensity they did the first half. And again, as a teenager on the field, when you got a big lead like that, it's easy to take that relaxation, on the field. And even the coach saying, play hard, you know, you got to pick it up at 0-0. You know, those are the things you say at halftime.
Yeah.
But as a teenage high school player, you know, you're whooping this team. You know, it's easy to not give a whole 100%. And I think that did happen a little bit. Not taking anything away from Liberty's offense, because the two big long series, especially the first one coming out of the halftime, I thought they looked really good moving the ball.
Yes, they did. They moved it very well.
And they weren't doing anything different, really, than the first half. I mean, they were calling their basic plays. They had the double dive, and they had their quick pitch, and they incorporated their play action, and they were moving the ball. So, again, you know, Liberty had its highs and lows. They looked really good at times, and then they looked really bad at times. I would be very concerned with my special teams if I was Liberty's Chris Watts.
Yeah, that is one big thing. I mean, you give up a couple of kick returns for a touchdown. Big red flag there for Liberty. JF knocks off Liberty, 48-26. We'll come back. Out of town scores when we return after this on 100.9 WIQO Radio.com and the WIQO app.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. Handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop, ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford, and coming this November to Ward's Road in Lynchburg.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
For the first time in 4 weeks, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers return to Sabre Stadium this Friday, September 29th, as they welcome new Seminole District foe Liberty Christian Academy. Kick is at 7, Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQORadio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Central Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest. Nadine Blakely, realtor with REMAX First Olympic. Clyde Smith Plumbing, Reed's Fine Furnishings, Lynchburg Power Sports, Allstate agent Robert Gammon, and Sheeler Motor Mile.
48-13 is our final score. It's Rick Kennedy with me, Ed Lane. Jefferson Forest knocks off Liberty. That's the score in our contest. It's time for us to go around the area with other scores that are going on right now. One score of note, actually two of them, that are 4A football related. William Byrd pulls away from Richlands 31-14 for that victory there. And the other non-district but 4A score of note, if you're a Jefferson Forest fan, this one definitely will stand out to you. It was not close between Blacksburg and Salem, but it wasn't Salem on the dominating end. Instead, it was Blacksburg 49-12. That 37-point loss for Salem, it's their worst since Pulaski in 2008. I have a feeling our buddy Bob Alves with ABC 13 provided that little nugget of information. Just the time to digest that thought. I mean, it's as much as anything, it's a testament how good Salem has been. And even when they've lost, Coach, you know, like last week or you know, a couple weeks ago, they lose 25-20 to Dinwiddie. It's the kind of loss you'd expect for Salem, a possession or thereabouts games. You don't expect blowout losses like that to involve the Salem Spartans. Says a lot about Blacksburg, though, because this is the same Salem team that came back and won at Amherst in the season opener.
Well, again, you got Salem, you know, back-to-back state championships. They are unbelievable year after year. And, you know, I mean, this is their worst loss in 9 years. That really says something. I would love to be able to watch the film on that because Blacksburg just must have opened it up in the second half. I mean, they just dominated. We know they have probably the best running back, probably, you know, west of Richmond in the state of Virginia. You know, I can just imagine what his stats must be. So that's pretty amazing. And, you know, you look at Lord Bonnetot beat Blacksburg a couple weeks ago, which was a surprise to me. And so now Blacksburg comes back, beats up on Salem. So that really makes that district a little crazy down there right now.
It certainly does indeed. Well, we're in a crazy district too, Coach, because most everyone thought that Heritage and Stan River were on a crash course for a date in the 4A or 3A playoffs. They still might be, but it may happen a little earlier than expected. Stanton River, we of course know, has been dominant. And up to this point, Heritage had, boy, things changed tonight. EC Glass slowed the game down. They mucked it up, made it a little bit uglier. Heritage cannot connect on extra points. That's the difference, because EC Glass upsets Heritage 14-12. Other games of note right now in the early stages of the fourth quarter, LCA is on top of Rustburg 49-21. That game is midway through the fourth quarter. The GW Danville team we saw last week leads Martinsville 62-15 for a score in that one. And this is one of those games that we both kind of saw coming, and boy, it played out. Amherst is on top of Brookville, doubling them up. 3 minutes and change left in the fourth quarter. Amherst 42-21 over Brookville in that contest. Coach, your thoughts on the rest of the Seminole District action tonight?
Wow, I mean, pretty amazing first week. I got to say that. Glass coming out and taking Heritage. That was probably not seen by very many people. You know, everybody had Heritage slated to probably be the top dog in the Seminole and probably go undefeated in the Seminole, maybe 10-0. And EC Glass steps up. Again, I'd like to see what really transpired on the extra points. You know, if they went for the field goal, were they playing from behind after maybe Glass got ahead and they tried to go for two and got stopped? I mean, who knows? But that's just crazy. And great job for Coach Woody down there at EC Glass. I mean, what a job he must be doing, and what a big rivalry win that is.
It definitely is. He's got to be proud of his team and very pumped up for that as well. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our game. 48-26, Jefferson Forest knocks off Liberty.
We've all been there. At the end of an all-night marathon of freeze pops, storybooks, and tissues, your little one still doesn't feel any better. Strep throat has been making the rounds at school, and you think it's visited your house now, too. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and 4. Service you can trust since 1967.
Oxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Oxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Oxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Oxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
For the first time in 4 weeks, the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers return to Sabre Stadium this Friday, September 29th, as they welcome new Seminole District foe Liberty Christian Academy. Kick is at 7, Friday football tailgate starts at 6 on 100.9 WIQORadio.com and the WIQO app. JF Football is presented in part by Central Urgent Care on Route 221 in Forest. Nadine Blakely, realtor with REMAX First Olympic. Clyde Smith Plumbing, Reed's Fine Furnishings, Lynchburg Power Sports, Allstate agent Robert Gammon, and Sheeler Motor Mile.
Jefferson Forest knocks off Liberty. Coach, final thoughts in tonight's contest before we get ready to sign off, and especially what LCA is going to aim to correct as they get ready to host, or what JF's going to aim to correct as they get ready to host LCA next week.
Well, again, they got a big game next week with LCA. Trying to compare apples to apples, you know, I think JF and LCA are pretty comparable offensively, defensively. That could be a toss-up. You know, whichever team shows up, I think, again, JF needs to play some good defense. I know they're going to score points. I know they're going to move the ball. Can their defense hold LCA and not get in a shootout?
And if that happens, Jefferson Forest has a chance to get to 2-0 and really start getting that positive momentum going in Seminole District action. I want to send a big thanks to Anthony Santanello and Mike Scammerhorn back in our studios. Thanks to you for joining us for this broadcast, all of our great partners whose messages you heard this evening, and for Rick Kennedy. I'm Ed Lane. We say so long from Liberty High School, and send you back to regularly scheduled Jefferson or regularly scheduled WIQO radio programming. Liberty falls to 2-2, 0-1 in the Seminole District. JF improves to 2-2. 1-0 in Seminole District action. Your final score, Jefferson Forest 48, Liberty 26.